Women may comprise a little over half the U.S. population and make up half of the movie-going public, but those facts have not translated to more movies with strong female characters. A new list of the best female characters on screen hopes to highlight the disparity between screen representation for women, as well as surveying positive examples of great film characters that could be a model for how Hollywood balances its content in the future. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. The Alliance of Women Film Journalists has been slowly releasing its top 55 list of female characters from the movies, and I'm happy to have the AWFJ's founder and president, Jennifer Marin, on the program today. Good morning, Jennifer.
Morning, Charles, and thanks for having us on board.
Always nice to talk to you. I should mention you're joining us by phone from New York. The Alliance's list is appropriately called Wonder Women, and it's 55 characters. I presume 50 just wasn't enough to capture all these great female characters.
We couldn't do it. We started out with members contributing names, suggesting names, and the list was over 500. Hmm. And through a committee, we've edited down to 250 and then voted. And we could not get it past 55. Too many great women characters out there, really.
And even looking over this list, there's some major ones that I'm looking for that I haven't seen. And partially that's because we should announce that in 2 days you're releasing the top 11 slots. So you've released numbers 55 through 12, I guess, leading up to this last reveal.
Right, exactly. And we're very excited about, of course, about who's in the top 11, but we're not, mum's the word until this actually releases.
Maybe we'll guess a little later in the program. This is coinciding with the AWFJ's 10-year anniversary as the founder of the Alliance. What was the original impetus to start this group?
We were very interested in raising the volume on women's perspectives about film. We want our members' opinions to count equally with male critics' opinions and to be taken as seriously. And we're also very concerned about the representation of women in film and in the industry. So our goal is a level playing field for all, and especially pointing to how women are represented on screen.
And I guess over that decade, there's been such a seismic shift in the film writing industry to begin with that you're filling a really important role here as the declining opportunities for film critics and writers about the cinema through normal traditional media has shrunk so much. It was never a great landscape for women writers about cinema. I presume it's only gotten more desperate.
It's gotten more difficult. And we, on our website at awfj.org, give our writers, our members, the opportunity to contribute where other platforms have failed them.
And you have quite the roster. I go there occasionally to look at some of the blogs and writings and some really high-level writing about the cinema going on. And we should mention that while you're trying to create that level playing field for women both in front of and behind the camera and those who write about cinema, you're really reviewing all of cinema. Your writers are not simply focused on women in film. They're writing about all cinema. So I could find, say, a Captain America review just alongside a really great women's pick.
Yeah, and I mean, for example, every week we have a movie of the week, and we picked Ben-Hur. It's not a woman's film, but we felt that it was an interesting summer blockbuster that people would enjoy seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So very often with movie of the week, we do promote women's films, but it's not a strict bias on our part, not a bias at all, actually.
You're just trying to fill in some missing perspective in the film landscape, those who write about film, so it's not so monolithic a voice.
Exactly right. We feel, I mean, women like seeing action flicks as well as they like seeing romances. So we want to speak to women audiences and let them know what we as women feel are the films that are worthwhile seeing.
It's really striking, though, when you look at the numbers that, you know, women really do make up half or sometimes just slightly more than half of the movie-going public. But particularly in the last decade, that there's such a dearth of women behind the camera and, frankly, in decline in fully dimensional roles in front of the camera, that this Wonder Women list is a great reminder. I was just looking down it yesterday, and that occasionally the movies do get it right where women are concerned in female characters. So what is holding the industry back, I guess, in your opinion right now?
I don't know. I can't figure it out. I mean, when you look at this list of characters, these are women who are central to plots And they are iconic, and they their images have lasted, and they are women we found, even among ourselves, we found them, it's such a delight to go and revisit them and see them all again. Women have played a really central role as characters in films with their own independent natures. They're not just reflections of men. They're not eye candy. They're real, full, rounded characters, and they've been there from the start of cinema. And it's very, very frustrating and baffling to see that there's been an issue recently that women are not represented well in film.
Let's talk about some of these. I know we don't have time to go over all 40-some-odd that are out there already, but do you have some favorites from your list so far?
Oh, well, it's really, you know, our list is so, it's so full of wonderful characters, and there's such a great range. I think it's wonderful that there is such a great range. I have my favorites. I got to write about Lane Hansen, for example, who is the senator who becomes the vice president of the United States in the film The Contender. And she's a favorite of mine.
I agree. That's a fine film about
50,
the political process.
Exactly. And she's, you know, and we see what she accomplished at that time being played out now in our political situation now.
We should mention she was played by Joan Allen, and basically there's a vacancy for vice president, and she's nominated and goes through a very nasty confirmation procedure from an all-male Senate, basically, who make it very difficult for her to get through, and her composure and stamina, if you will, her stick-to-itiveness gets her through, and then there's some great lessons in there for our own contemporary world.
Exactly. And she has an uncompromising ethical stand, and it's wonderful to see that it becomes effective and it gets her through.
I was happy to see under the uncompromising side of the list at number 14, Furiosa, just from everyone who's familiar with the final Mad Max Fury Road film that came out with Charlize Theron, an incredibly action-packed role. And anchoring a film that frankly could have dropped the Mad Max. She was far more central to that film than even the title character.
I agree, and she's number 14 on this week's releases. She is marvelous, a marvelous leader character. She is absolutely feminist. She goes out of her way to protect women, to establish the rights and role of women in society. And what could be better?
And there's explosions.
Right now, a warrior woman who can do that.
That's right. On the other side, I was really happy also to see Katharine Hepburn's turn as Rose Sayer in The African Queen, which I just screened a few weeks ago for an audience. And it was striking to watch this film of about two middle-aged people doing impossible things on a river in Africa. And Katharine Hepburn particularly not being a Furiosa-type character, but someone who's a bit meek but has this inner strength that carries her through this incredible plot.
I agree. She's fantastic. And we have other women who are like that also, who just, I mean, for example, Aurora Greenway in Terms of Endearment, also a middle-aged woman who stands by herself, who sets her own standards in her relationships with men and romance. She's awesome in the way in which she presents her needs and her desires and her standards.
I know there's probably a lot of factors that go into why we don't have as many central female characters in our films today, but is part of that Hollywood is not looking to the U.S. market as its main source of income, that all these films are really targeted at the worldwide audience, and oftentimes the countries that they expect to make the most money in are still heavily patriarchal?
I can't say that that's true, because, I mean, that may be Hollywood's perception, but world cinema has acknowledged the role of women. I mean, there are women directors, for example, throughout Asia and in Europe, and they're making their way, and they have a lot less difficulty in making films than women directors here do. And also films with very well established, I mean, a lot of martial arts films that feature women as the central characters. And those films are making their way over here as well. In India, Bollywood romances very often feature women. And the women have, they may not be our strong standards or to measure our independence, but within the Indian context, they're very strong women.
It's interesting. Your survey includes films. I think the one of the oldest is 1930, the great Lola Lola and the Blue Angel, played by Marlene Dietrich. You could almost pick any of those Joseph von Sternberg films with Marlene Dietrich as an amazing female role. But so you cover some 80-something years of film history. What was interesting thinking about your list, though, is that there were periods during those 80 years, particularly in the 30s, I'm thinking particularly, that the female-led film, the strong female character, seemed to have as much percentage of the box office as any other type of film, and that has just steadily waned over those years. There seems to be periods in our cinema history where it was easier or okay for Hollywood to produce films with major, strong female characters.
Well, I think that that overall, the list is a kind of an interesting study of the evolution of women as represented in film. And for example, we also, we're concerned right now about diversity.
Yes.
And our list reflects a lack of diversity over the history of women as characters in film. But with specifically with relation to, in respect to two of the women who are represented, we have Mammy, who's Gone with the Wind, which was produced in 1939, and Jackie Brown. That film was produced in 1997. And the evolution is amazing. Mammy is a very strong character who actually runs the whole scene there. Nobody does anything in Gone with the Wind without Mammy guiding them through it. And she is the glue that holds the entire film and family together. I mean, she's an amazing character, but she's a servant.
And a slave.
And a slave. And brilliantly performed, of course. But Jackie Brown, now in 1997, is an independent woman who's been put upon by men a good deal and really stands her ground against them. She comes up with ways to turn around and exploit them just as they have exploited her, and walks away a winner. And it's great to see, you know, the women evolving in their roles over the years.
And it's great to see lists like this. Anytime I read a list like this, it makes me want to go watch these films. So that's a testament to the list itself. I really appreciate the work you and the AWFJ are doing. And I really thank you for talking with me today, Jennifer.
Such a pleasure. And I hope that everyone will use our list. We think that these are films that every mother will want her daughter to see. And that as a whole, the list could be used as a curriculum for a Women in Film Studies course.
Absolutely.
They're all marvelous films, and whenever we see them or think of them, we take joy. We delight in them. They're great films.
And then share them with your sons.
Absolutely. Oh, yes, absolutely.
I've been discussing the Alliance of Women Film Journalists' recently revealed list of the top 55 female characters from the movies, aptly titled Wonder Women, with the AWFJ's founder and president, Jennifer Marin. The Wonder Women list was compiled by AWFJ members, and the top 11 characters will be revealed in 2 days for articles, blogs, and reviews of the cinema. And the Wonder Women list, log on to the Alliance of Women Film Journalists website at awfj.org. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.